Look at verse 18 of Luke chapter 7. 1040. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, John the Baptist. Where God is at work, word gets around. Do you hear that, church in Alpha? Where God is at work, word gets around. God at work in you is worth telling. If there's anything excellent, if there's anything good, people who are depressed need to know about God who is not depressed. He's not worried. He's at work. So the disciples of John reported these things to him. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come? Or shall we look for another?" Now, guys, do you remember that John was the one who said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. Behold the Lamb of God." This guy, John, says, "Are you the one?" Now, John bore witness. He said, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God." This is what John said. And you can find that in your Bibles in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. Now, in Luke chapter 7, are you the one who's to come, or should we look for another? Anybody here have trouble with their faith in the face of their doubts? I'm raising my hand. Okay? Jesus said when they tried to cast out the demon from the man's son, and Jesus came over and he said, "You of little faith, how long am I going to be with you?" And he took and he cast out from the guy's son. Do you think it was Jesus' will that this man be healed? It was, and he did it. And the followers of Jesus, as they tried to do what Jesus sent them to do, they couldn't do it. But Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So what's at work here? What's at work here? In John the Baptist, who said, "That's the Son of God. I saw the Holy Spirit come down. The Father in heaven said, 'This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased.'" What happens in John's life? Doesn't John have faith? We don't know if John had faith. Are you the one? Now, if you take a team of horses pulling a cart, and you say, "That's faith, faith to move that cart, boy, it's moving." And if you tie a rope to it, to another team of horses, and you call that doubt, and horses are pulling this way and horses are pulling that way, is that cart moving? Right? "I believe you, Lord. Help my unbelief," said the man. John in prison says, "Are you the one? Or is there another?" Like, Jesus, if you're the one, there's supposed to be some stuff happening now. Are you the one? Because Jesus, I'm in prison. Jesus, come on, help. But now John isn't sure. Are you the one who is to come? Shall we look for another? Now here's another question about the faith of John. It's none of our business, but you'll have to answer this question. Someone will ask you someday. So I'm going to start a question in your head that you need to work out. Why did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, "I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet, even the least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is." So, least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. What does that mean? Does that mean John the Baptist isn't in the kingdom of heaven? I don't understand what it means. I'm just here to say that's a question someone's going to ask you someday. Okay? Something's going on with John the Baptist. John the Baptist, a man baptizing with the baptism of repentance, who saw Jesus and said, "That is the Son of God." Today, in Luke chapter 7, we're confronted with his doubt, his concern, his reconsideration of what he previously believed. You're confronted with that in the scripture today. And when the men had come to him, in verse 20 of Luke chapter 7, when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" And now watch how Jesus answers questions about his power and authority. He answers them with evidence of his deity. Verse 21, "In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits." Do you see that Luke separates these things? He's a physician. He's not a superstitious man. Jesus healed people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind, he bestowed sight. And he answered them, the people who came from John, verse 22, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who's not offended by me." Today, will we seek to see the sick healed and the dead rise? Could we possibly allow God to work through believers in this way? If it depended on you to hear God and respond yes, would you pray for healing in another person? For resurrection? Maybe you view Jesus as a unique individual. And similarly, you view the apostles as capital A apostles or saints of some sort. They do the magic stuff. It's inappropriate to refer to the miracles of God as magic. I say that euphemistically up here. We think that the stuff that God does, the great googly moogly stuff, as not the way that God works in us. Supernatural. Almost as if our life and that is an unnatural thing that God does. But it is purely natural. God who created the heavens and the earth has command over the earth. God who has said, "You are my body, you will go." He uses his disciples to do these things that we read in the gospel. And I challenge you today to find the place in scripture anywhere where that stopped. Where God said, "And now we change and we do things differently." Is the history of the church to have lost the edge on the trusting God to do what he will do? There are theologies that teach God no longer does do these things, and we see it as evidence in history that that is over. But they have not been instructed this by the pages of Scripture. They do not speak with the authority of God. They share their opinion about what they understand from what they've observed. And you need to stop, church, and decide, what about what God does in the world? Is my role alive in this world as a servant of God? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Is he able? I don't suspect that many of you will be called upon to raise the dead to life. But because he is able, might he? And would you be relieved to know that actually he just wants you to talk to your neighbor over the hedgerow about his son Jesus? And that power of God that raised the dead, the gospel, the power of God unto salvation, might be alive and at work in you to bring life to the dead. who don't believe, who need to believe, because they're dead. They're not born. Yes.